MTV Entertainment Studios.
Warning. The following program contains the actual sound of an obesity drug being injected into Trey Parker's stomach. Viewer discretion is advised.
At South Park Medical Clinic, a doctor checks Cartman's blood pressure.
Ow! Ow! Ah, God!
I'm just taking your blood pressure, Eric.
It's too tight. Stop!
Mrs. Cartman, I'm extremely worried about your son's health. His blood pressure, his cholesterol. I think it's time for some drastic measures to bring down his weight.
Oh, God, here we go with this shit again.
Doctor, we try to have Eric eat right and exercise, but it just doesn't seem to work for him.
Well, there might be another answer. Have you heard of semaglutides?
Cartman shares a look with his mom.
Semaglutides?
They're the active ingredient in Ozempic, a drug originally made for people with diabetes, but we've now discovered they can help obese people lose vast amounts of weight.
Really?
It's a whole new era of medicine. A miracle, really. Young man, how would you like to not be fat anymore?
Cartman gapes.
Not be fat anymore? Me? Not fat anymore?
In a fantasy, a skinny Cartman enters school.
Hey, guys! How's it going? Good to see you guys! Hey, Wendy, you want to know something?
What?
You're a dumb bitch!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're a dumb bitch and you got saggy tits!
Oh, yeah, Cartman? Well, you're a...
Sweet! Oh, hey, Kyle! Kyle, guess what? You're a totally ugly ginger and your religion is fucking bullshit!
Oh, yeah? Well, you're a... Damn it!
Yeah! I did! Hey, hello there, Pakistan! Your whole country is fucking dumb and it smells like ass! Okay, Pakistan, why don't you get your shit together?
Oh, yeah? Well, you are a normal person! You are very average looking!
Fuck yeah, dog! This is fucking nice!
In the present.
Wow. Could this really happen? Doctor, is it really true I could not be fat?
It's really true, young man.
How much do these new drugs cost?
Well, they aren't cheap. It's about $1,200 a month.
I don't know if we can afford that.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind, Eric. Have a good day.
Never mind? You can't just tell me there's a new miracle drug that'll make me not fat anymore and then say fucking never mind.
Insurance companies only cover the medication for diabetes, not for weight loss. So if you can't afford them, you're just kind of out of luck.
Doctor, please. I've been fat my whole life. I hate how I look. Please. There has to be something you can do.
All right. I'm going to write you a prescription for Lizzo.
Lizzo?
She's a really good singer who talks about body positivity and just being happy with the way you look. I want you to listen to Lizzo 5 times a day and watch her videos just before bedtime. Oh, and I'm afraid you'll have to be on Lizzo for the rest of your life.
He leaves.
No! Lizzo, no!
A title appears. South Park, The End of Obesity.
A new weight loss drug, one that's been described as a game changer.
Patients with obesity lost up to 17.5%.
The drug works by mimicking a naturally occurring hormone that's released from
the gut.
Well,
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
One hot topic everyone in Hollywood still seems to be talking about is Ozempic.
Yeah, I'm going down to South Park, gonna leave my woes behind.
Obesity is a biological condition.
Are these new drugs a silver bullet for weight loss?
Heading on up to South Park, gonna see if I can unwind.
It'll be the most lucrative drug ever made.
So come on down to South Park and meet some friends of mine.
Daytime. At home, Shelly finishes brushing her hair in the bathroom. Wearing a crop top, she grabs her backpack and heads downstairs. In the living room, Randy notices his daughter's revealing shirt.
Whoa, where are you going?
I'm going to school.
Not looking like that, you aren't.
Not looking like what?
We've talked about this, Shelly. You don't go to school wearing shirts that show off your body like that.
All the girls at school dress like this, Dad. Mom already said it was okay.
What?
It's really just the fashion now, Randy.
I don't care if it's the fashion. I don't want my innocent little daughter going to school dressed like a cum whore. Go put on a different shirt.
No, I don't have to. My body's not a distraction. It's perfect, and you can't tell me what to do.
You're gonna get stared at all day. Little boys are perverts.
Mom already said I can wear it!
Mom already said I could wear it!
You're stupid! The school says girls can wear shirts like this so I can do what I want!
Okay, cool. Then maybe I'll just wear whatever I want to school to come pick you up later.
Go ahead!
Ugh.
He walks by Sharon.
She's gonna be fine, Randy. She's just growing up.
Oh, she's gonna be fine. Okay. Mark my words. If you walk around wearing a shirt that exposes your belly, you end up with a bad group of people doing a bunch of drugs. You'll see.
Sharon stares off in thought. Outside Tweak Bros, Sharon walks with Wendy's mom.
Randy was really upset, but I don't know. I just don't see what the big deal is. Do you let Wendy wear crop tops to school?
Yeah, sometimes. I think it's fine when girls wear them. What I can't stand is all the middle-aged moms wearing them now because they're all on Ozempic.
Who's on Ozempic?
Oh, Butter's mom, Craig's mom. A bunch of women use it to lose that last 5 pounds and show off their stomachs.
Butter's mom walks over.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going? Just getting some coffee?
Hi, Linda. You're, looking good.
Oh, yeah, you know, just working out a lot, doing Pilates and stuff.
Uh-huh. Sure. Kinda cold out, isn't it, Linda?
Oh, no, I'm not cold. Not with all the running I'm doing lately to work on my core.
Hey, ladies. Boy, it sure is chilly out this morning, huh?
Yeah, I sure hope summer comes soon. Yeah, we gotta get going. We'll see you guys around.
They leave.
Linda, you look really good. Which obesity drugs are you taking?
Drugs? I'm not taking any drugs. I'm just hiking and lifting weights.
Oh, Linda, you don't have to be shy with us. I'm using Ozempic and Laura's using Mounjaro. Come on, what are you on?
Oh, well, the truth is Ozempic gave me the shit, so I switched to Zepbound.
Oh, Zepbound's the same as Mounjaro, but you don't have to have the diabetes to get it, right?
Yeah, I think Zepbound's the one Tweak's mom is doing.
Who had the half-calf venti chai latte? Oh, that's me.
Listen, girls, we're doing the party at my house this afternoon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. The party? Yeah, you know, the obesity drugs are so hard to get. All the girls meet up and share drugs and talk about them. You gotta come.
Okay, I will.
At school, Kyle throws a football with Craig.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle, can you come talk to Eric for a minute? He's really upset. Cartman's upset? So what? He's been crying all day, and now he's just sitting on the merry-go-round all by himself.
Butters points across the yard to Cartman. Skeptical, Kyle walks over. Cartman wipes tears from his face.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Kyle glances at Butters.
Okay, Cartman, obviously something's wrong.
I'm just fat. And I'm always gonna be fat.
Is this a trick?
There's these new medications that can treat obesity, but my mom can't afford them. I'm just a poor, fat kid.
Poor little fat kid. Okay, Cartman, if your doctor wants to put you on medication, your insurance will pay for it.
No, they said the insurance won't pay for it because, they're kind of new drugs, and so the only people that can get them are people who can pay $1,200 a month, and the rest of us get this.
What's this?
It's a prescription for Lizzo. Rich people get Ozempic, poor people get body positivity.
They can't just give medication to rich people.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Well, did you talk to the insurance company? Did you file a claim? Let's go down there and talk to them. See? I knew Kyle could help. When it comes to your health, you gotta be tough, dude. You gotta have some fucking willpower, okay?
Okay.
Later, kids file out of the school. Nearby, Randy parks. Wearing a tight white crop top, he climbs out.
Oh, hey, Shelly! Over here, Shelly! Yeah, right here, it's Dad! I'm here to pick you up!
Oh, my God.
What? What's the problem, Shelly? Come on, sweetheart! Daddy's just here to get you!
Tweak, come on, let's go, honey, get your stuff!
Randy notices Tweak's mom.
Oh, hey, Randy, look at you.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing the thing too, huh?
Doing what thing?
Oh, come on. We can all be honest with each other. Those of us that can afford it have nothing to be ashamed of, right? You're into the drugs?
Well, yeah, I'm into drugs.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I love them.
Well, I'm more into drugs than probably anyone in this town.
Well, then what are you doing? You gotta come join the group.
There's a group?
Yeah, a bunch of the girls, we get together and talk about all the different drugs and where we can get them. They're way harder to get these days. At Laura Tucker's house tomorrow lunch. Come hang with the girls and we can share drugs.
She leaves with Tweak. At an insurance office, Kyle, Butters, and Cartman enter the sleek, futuristic lobby.
Wow, look at this place!
Well, hello there! Looking to get some insurance?
No, my friend's mom already has insurance with your company.
Oh, great! You're here to pay your bill.
No, we're not here to give you money. We're here to file a claim for my friend's medication.
Oh, you want money from us? Right through that door over there.
They step into a cluttered office. A balding man sits behind a desk.
Hello.
We want to file a claim to get my friend's weight loss drugs paid for.
Oh, okay.
The balding man presses individual keys on a typewriter. He glances at the boys.
Do you want to know his policy number or anything?
Let me just speak with our medical director first.
He makes a call on a rotary phone. Kyle glares while they wait.
Yeah, okay.
The balding man hangs up.
Sorry, but we don't pay for medicines for obesity because it's not a disease.
Who was that?
That was the medical director. The medical director decides what claims are valid for us to pay for.
But you didn't say who the patient was or what was wrong with him.
Right. The medical director's job is just to say no.
Look, my friend's mom has been paying you people for years, and his doctor says his weight is a medical concern and obesity is a disease. Oprah Winfrey said so.
Okay, calm down. I didn't realize I was dealing with someone who had so much determination. If you do a little more work, I think we can get your medications paid for.
What, we can?
Yeah, you see, the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies all kind of work together. So all you have to do is navigate the American healthcare system.
At a medical center, Kyle, Cartman, and Butters enter.
We're gonna navigate the American healthcare system. It's there for you and me.
Just fill out these forms.
We're gonna get better and we're gonna be strong and as healthy as can be.
I need to send you to imaging.
The boys go to an imaging center.
Just fill out these forms.
I just filled them out the last place.
It's so much fun to be getting it done.
I can't sign this for insurance. His original doctor needs to sign it.
At another clinic.
We go back to the doctor to get that thing for insurance. Then go back to insurance.
In the claims adjuster's office, a sheet slowly emerges from a dot matrix printer.
We need you to get a second opinion from a doctor who's in network.
Ah, we're navigating the American healthcare system.
Now at a hospital.
Watch us go. We're getting things done, taking care of our health.
We need these filled out and then faxed to your insurance company.
We're filling out forms and we're scanning those forms and then we're emailing those forms to get them back to insurance.
In the claims adjuster's office, Kyle glares while another sheet prints out.
We need confirmation from a different specialist.
Insurance company. They were supposed to talk to you.
And we go back to the doctor. We go back to the specialist who talks to the insurance company. The fax is the medical advisor on the phone in the Maldi. And
no.
We're going in one place and we're coming out the other place. And we're back over here now. And I was just over there. And I'm getting confused and it's getting dark.
Butters walks downstairs in a labyrinthine collection of clinics and hospitals. At Craig's house.
So my doctor says, I don't think you really need these drugs, Mrs. Dodge. They're more for people with morbid obesity. I was like, I have to be in a bikini on Wednesday. You can morbid obesity my ass.
I heard most doctors would still prescribe the 10 milligram Zepbound shots.
No, they're cracking down on those too because people with diabetes need it.
Craig's mom answers the door for Randy.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Randy. Girls, Randy says he has a hookup and some really good shit.
Wow.
Welcome to the club, Randy. Which drugs are you on?
Oh, I'm on whatever. I brought a little appetizer for everybody.
Everyone, we have a little surprise for you all. So, Alexis Testerberger just decided to start taking the drugs. She went to Mexico and was able to get a 12-injection sample through customs.
Party time, guys!
No. Oh, let me get some.
How much can you get?
Oh, wow.
The women inject the drugs into their stomachs. Craig's mom carries a needle over to Randy.
Here you go, Randy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's, awesome.
Randy stares uncertainly at the drug.
Is something wrong, Randy?
No! No, I'm not as scared.
Well, go ahead, Randy.
Randy! 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 Randy!
He injects the syringe into his stomach.
Bravo!
Randy!
Randy's expression softens.
Randy! Randy!
The women join hands and circle around him. Superimposed glimpses show the women touching their exposed abs and taking more Ozempic. Randy glances around with a dazed expression while he holds the syringe in his hand. He raises his brow as Butter's mom takes more Ozempic. She twirls out of view. At home, Randy wakes in bed. He sits up, then examines his hands. In the kitchen, Randy joins Sharon, who cooks at the stove.
Oh, you're finally up. You got home late last night.
Oh, yeah. I was just out, doing some hiking.
You were hiking at night?
Yeah, I was hiking, really, a lot.
Well, here, I made you some bacon and eggs.
No thanks. I'm really not that hungry.
Averting his gaze, Randy leaves. In the barn, Randy approaches Towley.
Towley! Towley, you're not gonna believe this! Dude, have you ever done GLP-1 peptides?
GLP-pep what now?
There's these new crazy drugs people are doing. It's like cocaine and Molly mixed together. They make women go crazy.
No, really?
Yeah! Last night, I was partying with 9 hot MILFs. And this morning, I woke up and guess what? I don't feel like total shit. It's like a miracle drug!
You partied all night and felt fine the next morning?
Totally fine! There's like nothing wrong with me!
Wow! You want half a breakfast burrito?
No, I'm good. I seriously thought maybe I couldn't do hard drugs anymore because of all the downsides the next day. But this like changes everything! There's another rager at Mabel Thompson's house tomorrow. I can't fucking wait!
At the park, Stan and Kenny play basketball. Kyle, Cartman, and Butters arrive.
Stan, Kenny, we need your help.
Hey, where have you guys been?
We've been out navigating the American healthcare system. I almost died. It's so fucked up, you guys don't even understand.
What's fucked up?
They just purposely make it difficult for people to pay for what they need. The insurance companies, the hospitals, and the drug companies, they're making obesity drugs more expensive in America than anywhere else in the world. There's celebrities and rich people using these new drugs to lose a few extra pounds, and meanwhile, Carmen's fat as fuck and can't get any help.
Dude, what do you want us to do about it?
Yeah. I was watching a bunch of videos online. They show how you can order raw semaglutide from a factory in India and mix your own injections for next to nothing.
You mean like we're gonna get powder from India and make it into obesity shots for Cartman ourselves?
Who needs hospitals and insurance when we have TikTok and YouTube?
At a factory in India, workers in protective gear move about the floor. A mustached man walks over to a conveyor belt moving a white powder. He gathers some of the powder with a small scoop, then pours it onto a scale. He transfers the powder to a plastic bottle with a label featuring Butter's name. At a pharmacy, Stan grabs a bottle of biostatic water. In his garage, Kyle wears a lab coat while he constructs a small structure out of Legos. In his underwear, Cartman views his reflection in a mirror. Randy attends another Ozempic party. Butters receives the package from India. In Kyle's garage, the boys watch as he carefully pours the biostatic water into a vial of the white powder. He follows instructions from an internet video titled, Make Your Own Semaglutide. At a party, Randy takes another shot. In his garage, Kyle places a small vial onto the constructed toy and presses a button. The structure lightly moves the vial back and forth. At home, Randy stares sullenly at his food while the family sits for dinner. Sharon notices.
Is something wrong with the food, Randy?
No, it was great.
You're done? You want to just skip to dessert? I made your favorite pie.
Ooh, pie? Yeah, maybe later.
He resumes staring at his plate.
Kids, can you leave the table so I can have a talk with your father?
What? What'd I do? Don't leave.
Sharon moves closer.
Randy, I think I know what's going on.
You do?
Yeah. You keep saying you're going to the gym and doing Pilates, but then you aren't eating anything. Are you doing those new drugs everyone's doing?
What? Oh my God! What? Sharon! I am not doing drugs!
Just be honest, Randy.
Sharon, I smoke weed and drink beer, that's it. I can't believe you would even think I would... Sharon!
Then how are you not eating?
Well, I ate! Just because I don't eat as much as you, just because I'm doing Pilates, working out and stuff, sorry I don't eat as much as you do, I'm just trying to be better, not on drugs. Why would you even suggest that I'm doing drugs? Are you drunk?
Randy walks away. Sharon stares off with a troubled look. Later, she steps up to a tall mirror. She lifts her shirt, revealing her stomach. Concerned, she shifts from side to side. Outside, Randy rips off his shirt, revealing the crop top. Smiling, he hurries off. In town, Randy walks up to a house and rings a doorbell. Tweak's mom opens it.
Randy, thank God! We have a big problem! There's no more drugs!
No more drugs?
Do you have any?
Well, no, I thought you guys always had plenty.
Shit! Randy doesn't have any either!
Oh, no!
No,
no, no, no! No.
Damn it! We've been totally cut off!
What happened?
There's been a nationwide crackdown because doctors are saying some people are abusing the drugs.
Well, what else are you supposed to do with drugs?
What are we gonna do?
I know what we should do. Let's go knock off a pharmacy. They have plenty of drugs.
Yes.
I know for a fact the pharmacy on Tanner Street has a whole new supply.
So we'll break in and take them.
Let's do it.
I think, ladies, we can get in a lot of trouble for doing that.
That's right. So we have to make sure nobody knows it's us.
At the pharmacy, the mothers enter in masks and with various types of firearms.
Nobody move. This is a holdup. Stay calm and nobody gets hurt.
Keep your hands up.
This will all be over soon.
Go make sure the back doors are locked.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Tucker, Mrs. Neely. How many times do I have to tell you these drugs aren't meant for people like you?
How do you even know who we are?
Because you ladies can't help but expose your stomachs everywhere you go, no matter how inappropriate it is.
Come on, get the drugs and let's get out of here!
That's all of it!
All right, come on, let's go!
Hey, there's some OxyContin and Vicodin. Should I grab that too?
The mothers hurry out.
No?
As Randy follows, he stops and poses for the customers and workers. He continues out. In Kyle's garage, the toy structure continues shaking the vial.
All right. That should be good. Kill the switch. Okay, Kenny, bring over the injector.
Kenny brings over a toy injector. Cartman hops down from a chair.
It's done? It's done. You know, Cartman, this could be dangerous. If you don't want
to... hell with danger. This can change my life, Kyle.
He takes off his robe.
Let's do it.
Kenny?
Kenny hands Cartman the injector.
Well... here goes, guys.
The boys watch as Cartman jabs the injector into his side.
Cartman? Do you feel anything?
I think so. Get me some Cocoa Puffs.
What?
I need to make a cereal bomb. Get me Cocoa Puffs, Captain Crunch, and a bucket of KFC. Hurry!
Later, Cartman pours Cocoa Puffs, Captain Crunch, and milk into a bucket of fried chicken. Outside the bathroom, Kyle paces while the boys wait.
So what's going on?
We don't know. Cartman's been in the bathroom with a bucket of cereal for almost 30 minutes.
Dude, Cartman, what are you doing?
Cartman emerges. He sets the bucket on the floor.
Look at this.
Look at what?
There's two chicken thighs in there.
So?
So? Do you know the last time I couldn't finish a cereal bomb? I think these drugs totally work!
They do!
My favorite thing in the world is eating a cereal bomb and taking a shit at the same time to make more room. But I got to the last two thighs at the bottom and I was like, wait a minute, I think I'm full. I've never known that feeling before in my life, you guys. But I'm full. You really can feel a difference? I totally feel a difference. I always drink the chocolatey chicken milk left at the bottom, but it's still sitting there.
Wow!
Dude, I think we did it, Kyle. What do we do now? Now? Now we're gonna make a whole lot more. We're not gonna just help Cartman. We're gonna help everyone in America who can't afford obesity drugs.
In a dining room, a gray-haired man seated at the head of the table stares down with a cigarette in hand.
All of us in the sugar business have a big problem. We designed our cereals so that people would always crave more and more. But now obesity drugs are making people less cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ain't that right, Sonny?
We're talking a 60% hit to the business.
These obesity drugs are an attack on all of us. Even you, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch glares.
The drugs are moving in on our turf, and we'll all be in trouble soon. Trix Rabbit, Tony LaTigre, and Sugar Bear.
We're only losing all the rich people. We'll be fine as long as lower-income people keep taking Lizzo.
Lizzo.
We can't just keep pushing body positivity on people because there's a new threat. Compounding pharmacies.
They play a video.
Hey, what up, guys? It's your new friends at South Park Compounding Pharmacy. We are now taking orders for our affordable obesity drugs, available to everyone. We're not here to just make money. We're here to make things fair and to make some money. Our semi-glutides are safe and even cheaper than a Little Debbie snack cake.
Motherfucker.
So just like and subscribe if you want to get on the list, and we will get everyone who wants it their semi-glutides.
These people think they can just come in and mess with everything we've built? I say we kill every last fucking one of them.
Our view slowly drifts toward the boys on the screen. The sun peaks over the mountains behind South Park. In his bedroom, Cartman stirs in bed. He sits up. Now skinny, he rushes over to the mirror.
Oh my God!
In the living room.
Mom! Mom! Look at me!
Eric, oh my goodness!
It worked, Mom. I'm normal.
He leaves. On a sidewalk, Cartman runs after Kyle and Kenny.
Kyle! Kenny!
Whoa, Cartman?
It worked, you guys. Check me out. Yeah, and guess what, Kyle?
What?
You're a big dumb Jew and your breath stinks like ass.
What?
Yeah, and Kenny, you have greasy hair because your family's too poor to afford shampoo.
Woo, woo, woo.
What are you going to say back? Nothing. Oh, my God, it worked.
Later.
Hey, you guys.
Wow, Cartman?
Yeah. You have zits on your tits. You have big zits but tiny tits.
Oh, yeah.
What you got? You got nothing.
In Pakistan.
You want to know what else, Pakistan? You all have stupid haircuts. Yeah, your haircuts are dumb and that's why your women cover their heads.
In his bedroom.
Yes. Yes.
Cartman wakes up.
The fuck is this?
He walks over to the mirror, lifts his shirt, and views his reflection. In Kyle's garage, Cartman stands on a scale.
Yeah, well, it's official. It's been 1 week and Eric's lost 1.3 pounds.
1.3 pounds? Is that good?
I'd say it's good.
This is so great, you guys. Last night I had a dream about all the amazing things I'm gonna do when I'm skinny. Thank you guys so much.
We just got another order, fellas. 50 more cases handing out. 50 more, that's great. How's it going on the injectors, Kenny?
It's going good. It's going cool.
Well, it's been a week, Cartman, so are you ready for your second dose?
I'm so ready, Cal. It's really working. This morning for breakfast, I couldn't even finish half a cereal bomb on the toilet.
Okay, tomorrow maybe let's go for no cereal bombs on the toilet.
All right, here's your next dose, Cartman. You know the drill. I sure do.
The mothers burst in.
Hands up!
This is a holdup!
Nobody move and nobody gets hurt!
Hand over the obesity drugs!
What?
I got him! I got him!
Get it all! There's more over here!
No, this is mine!
Give it to me, Fatso!
Fuck you, I need that!
Give me the peptides, you little fat fuck!
The mothers hurry out.
We got it!
We got it!
They climb into a red convertible.
Okay.
Randy speeds away. The mothers inject themselves with the drugs.
Good! Give me some of that shit!
One of the mothers hands Randy an injector. His expression softens as he jabs it into his stomach. At the park, Sharon walks with Kyle's mom.
I'm telling you, Sheila, these new drugs are pretty amazing.
I was feeling so ashamed of myself, watching Randy go out and exercise all the time and not eating as much. But I just don't have the same kind of willpower he has.
Which of the drugs are you on, Sharon? Ozempic? Mounjaro?
Oh, no, I talked to my doctor. He said insurance would only pay for those if I had diabetes.
But if you can't afford them, then how are you managing your weight?
Don't you know, Sheila? Now there's a whole new obesity drug for those of us who can't afford Ozempic and Mounjaro. I've controlled all my cravings to be thinner with Lizzo.
A commercial plays.
It's Lizzo.
FDA-approved Lizzo makes you feel good about your weight, and it costs 90% less than Ozempic.
I've lowered my standards and my expectations.
It's Lizzo.
In case studies, 70% of patients on Lizzo no longer cared how much they weighed.
I don't give two shits.
Lizzo helps you eat everything you want and keep physical activity to a minimum. Some patients report constipation while listening to Lizzo. Stop listening to Lizzo if you experience suicidal thoughts. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis, hypothermia, and literally shitting out your ears. Are you living with concerns of obesity?
Ask about the power of not giving a fuck with Lizzo.
At Tegrity Farms, Randy joins Towley in the barn.
Oh, hey, Randy! How was the party?
It was not great.
Oh, you didn't rage?
Oh, we raged. I think there's something wrong with these drugs. I was there raging again with a bunch of hot women, and then suddenly, I was like, I don't know if I feel like doing this anymore. Like I felt satisfied. With any drugs, I always want to do more and more and more. But suddenly with these drugs, I feel like I actually want things less. Does that make any sense?
Not at all.
It's like, you know, with good drugs, they make you just want and lust. But those drugs also make your dick not work. But with these drugs, you don't really crave anything, and your dick totally works.
Look, man, you're talking crazy. I think maybe you've just fallen in with a bad group of people.
Yeah. In a bad group of people, doing a bunch of drugs.
Randy, you've got to get away from those MILFs!
In the garage, Kenny and Stan clean up. Kyle answers his phone.
South Park Compounding Pharmacy. Oh yes, ma'am, we'll have your obesity drugs to you really soon. We had a bit of a robbery. Well, we're not really sure when. Yes, ma'am, we understand how serious it is. No, don't take the Lizzo. We'll have a new supply shortly, okay? Phyllis, you gotta come quick!
What's wrong?
It's Eric. He says he's giving up. He bought a bunch of junk food, and he's going to mix it all together.
Cartman's making another cereal bomb?
It's a cereal bomb, but topped with Twinkies and gravy. He said it's called an Oppenheimer.
At home, Cartman pours cereal into the KFC bucket as Kyle and Butters enter.
Cartman, what are you doing?
The drugs are wearing off, Kyle. I didn't get my second dose. I just want to make an Oppenheimer and forget the whole thing.
That's it? You're just going to give up?
I don't want to hope anymore.
Well, you gotta hope, Cartman. You hope and you work instead of turning to shit like that.
It's all just making it worse, Kyle. Don't you get it? Knowing there's a cure. Knowing I can have willpower injected into my body. It's all just made me dream about what my future can be like. But I realize now that those dreams are never going to come true.
Cartman, your dreams are going to come true.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will. You'll do everything you dreamed about. You just have to fight for those dreams.
Cartman turns away.
I don't have the willpower that you do, Kyle.
Just come back to the pharmacy with us. We're not gonna quit.
But all our shit got stolen. My obesity drugs are with some women who don't even need them.
So are we gonna let them win? People can be as unfair as they want, but as long as there's a factory in India, I will never stop making obesity drugs for the needy.
At the factory in India, workers mill about the floor while they work. A rusty van pulls up outside. The window lowers, revealing Sugar Bear, who takes a drag from a cigarette.
This is the place.
Inside, Captain Crunch enters with a cigar hanging from his mouth and a violin case in hand. The workers notice him. Captain Crunch removes a machine gun from the violin case and opens fire, killing several workers. On a walkway, Sunny and the Trix Rabbit also fire rifles. The mustached man notices Little Debbie entering.
Little Debbie!
She shoots him with a shotgun. Diggum the Frog stands over the mustached man.
You think you can sell your drugs on our fucking turf? Only one drug is king in America, and that drug is sugar.
Diggum stabs him. A newscast plays.
One of the largest manufacturers of semaglutide was attacked today by body positivity activists. Our own Bill Norman has more. Tom, the advocates for body positivity broke into this obesity medicine facility and opened fire on everyone inside.
In Kyle's garage.
They claim that obesity is not a disease and that every body is beautiful, as they then burn the factory to the ground. The identity of the attackers is still unknown, but one member of the militant group sent this anonymous message.
Now, instead of obesity drugs, people have to rely on good things like self-esteem and body positivity. They're great!
Does this mean I'm not gonna get my next dose? I'm just gonna stay fat?
What the hell is wrong with people?
Am I just gonna stay fucking fat, Kyle?
No, we're gonna do something else.
But the body positivity people are just gonna destroy all the drugs and I'm gonna be fat.
You are not
gonna
be fat, Cartman.
Yes, I am.
Listen to me.
I'm gonna be fat forever. You can't do anything.
We'll get the drugs.
They have all the power. They wanna keep me this way. I'm gonna be fucking fat as fuck, Kyle.
We're gonna fucking figure it out.
Cartman holds his stomach.
Cartman? I just gotta get my next dose soon, you guys. Something's going on down there.
At South Park Medical Clinic, the doctor stands with a nurse outside a bathroom. The doctor knocks.
It's okay, you're just experiencing some side effects from your medication.
Sharon emerges.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Mrs. Marsh. We've been seeing a lot of this lately with people taking Lizzo. Now, are you mostly defecating out your anus or out your ears?
My ears.
Yep, all right, let's take a look.
In an exam room.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Well, that confirms it, Mrs. Marsh. I'm afraid with all the Lizzo you've been taking, you've given yourself diabetes.
What? I have diabetes?
Diabetes. It's a mild form of diabetes that occurs mostly in the ears. It's something you'll have to manage for the rest of your life. But that's really good news.
How the hell is that good news?
Because now I can write you a prescription for Ozempic. With your condition, you're finally eligible for semaglutides.
I can get on Ozempic now?
Yes, ma'am. Congratulations on your diabetes, Mrs. Marsh. We'll see you back here looking skinny in a few weeks.
Sharon leaves.
All right, next. Come on in, Mrs. Munoz.
A round-faced woman enters.
Experiencing some side effects with your Lizzo?
Yes. Oh!
At Kyle's house.
Come on, dude. You don't want to do this.
Yes, I do.
Eric, there's so much to live for. What's he doing?
Cartman's in there with a serial bomb that he says is 10 times more destructive than an Oppenheimer.
He says it's called a Stormy Daniels. Cartman, stop. I have a solution.
Forget it. I'm going down with a Stormy Daniels.
No, Cartman, stop eating. I found more semaglutide. It's going to be here within the hour.
Cartman emerges from the bathroom with a KFC bucket and spoonful of food in hand. He glances at the others.
Go easy, Cartman. What do you mean it's going to be here within the hour?
I found another supplier in North Carolina. They make raw semaglutide for all the other drugs. They let me order a whole truck of raw powder wholesale. The app says the truck is already almost here, see? As soon as it gets here, we can make you another dose and you'll have your willpower back. You just gotta hang on a little bit longer.
Fine. I won't eat it just yet. Can you put this in the refrigerator so the skin doesn't get soggy?
Okay, be totally ready when the truck gets here. Stan, get the biostatic water ready. Butters, prepare another syringe. The delivery's gonna be here in the next 40 minutes.
A semi-truck drives down an isolated road. The driver, a burly man, notices construction barriers in the road ahead. Disguised as a construction worker in a crop top, Tweak's mom waves down the truck. The driver brings the vehicle to a stop. Butter's mom walks over.
Got some construction going on.
The driver looks her over.
Seems kind of inappropriate to wear a midriff shirt while working, don't it?
Randy aims a gun.
Take your foot off the pedal. How much semaglutide have you got in the back? Hey!
Get him, girls!
The mothers beat the driver.
Stop. Stop. Fuck this!
Randy drives away.
What the hell are you doing?
You're bad people! I'm getting the fuck away from you!
Hey!
The moms fire after him.
He's taking the drugs!
Get that motherfucker!
The women speed after the semi-truck. Randy glances anxiously in his side-view mirror.
Shit!
A white pickup truck pulls ahead of Randy. One of the moms aims a rifle from the truck bed. Randy looks from her abs to the rifle. He turns sharply down another road. Outside Kyle's house.
Oh, goddammit.
What's wrong?
The truck was almost here, but now it's going the wrong way again. What the fuck is this guy doing?
Tweak's mom leaps from the pickup truck and climbs into the semi-truck. She wrestles with Randy for control of the steering wheel. Randy veers wildly, then drives off the road. Outside Kyle's house.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now it's doing that thing where it just keeps spinning around in circles. Oh, I hate that. Come on, we gotta go track this asshole down.
In the semi-truck, Randy continues struggling with Tweak's mom. As the truck veers, Tweak's mom flies onto Randy's lap. He opens his door and shoves her out. With the boys.
What the fuck? The truck went west by Target and then went east again. I think it's over this way now.
They cross a road.
I don't get it. It says the truck is right here.
There it is.
The semi-truck speeds toward them.
Oh, shit!
Randy skids to a stop. The boys walk over.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm in deep, Stan. Daddy's a drug addict. I should have never worn this midriff shirt to school. Certain things just aren't appropriate to wear.
Well, look, damn it!
The mothers speed toward them.
Give us the drugs!
Ah, not them again!
Get in the truck!
Randy speeds ahead as the boys climb in.
Whoa, whoa, wait!
Butters clings to the door as the mothers pursue them. A helicopter flies overhead.
You guys, look!
Is that the cops?
What is that?
Sunny flies in a single-seat chopper.
Destroy that shipment!
Dude, it's a Cocoa Puffs bird!
Captain Crunch fires a weapon from a car.
And Captain Crunch! I think that's Captain Crunch!
You ain't taking this shit to your compounding pharmacy!
What's a compounding pharmacy?
Captain Crunch riddles the semi-truck with bullets. On the other side, Tony the Tiger leaps onto the truck. The mothers ride up in a convertible.
Those are our drugs, fuckos!
Token's mom trades fire with Sugar Bear. The Trix Rabbit shoots another mother from an ATV. On the other side, the pickup truck rams into Captain Crunch's car, which gets T-boned by the semi-truck. Tony the Tiger crashes through the passenger side window and grabs Kenny. He tosses Kenny onto the mother's red convertible.
Kenny!
A bullet rips through Tony's head and he tumbles to the road. Token's mom fires at the semi-truck.
Stan! Take Daddy's gun and shoot those MILFs!
No, Dad, I'm not shooting anyone's mom.
I'll fucking shoot them!
Kyle takes the handgun and fires out the window. He trades fire with the Trix Rabbit. Sugar Bear leans out of his vehicle's window. On the other side, an overhead view shows the vehicles riding around the semi-truck. Twinkie the Kid tosses a lasso onto Randy's side view mirror. He rips the door off the truck. Kyle shoots Lucky the Leprechaun, who veers off the road. The car passes under a road sign, which slices Twinkie the Kid in half. Twinkie the Kid scoops his creamy innards back into the top half of his body. In the air, Sunny pulls a lever, dropping Cocoa Puffs onto the white pickup truck. In the convertible, a short-haired mom injects herself with two Ozempic pens. Yeah! The mom leaps up and grabs the skids of Sunny's chopper. It dips down before the semi-truck. The short-haired mom drops onto the semi's roof. Diggum shoots the mother from the back of the ATV. Kyle shoots Sunny's chopper and it spins out of control. Randy skids off the road and turns around. As the vehicles speed down the road, Cartman notices an Ozempic pen bouncing on the hood of the truck. He crawls for it.
The fuck are you doing? I can beat it! Cartman, get your fat ass back in the truck!
No, I can get them! I can get the obesity drugs! I can have my hunger suppressed for another week!
As Cartman reaches for it, a bloodied Captain Crunch rises over the front of the truck and grabs him. The captain takes the pen from Cartman, then hands him a box of Lizzo. They notice the mothers and cereal mascots approaching. Randy pulls Cartman back into the vehicle. The semi-truck plows through the approaching cars. Randy and the kids bounce violently as the truck slows to a stop outside Kyle's house.
Get the drugs in the garage! We'll make Cartman's shot first!
Kyle, what the hell is going on?
We've got a full order of semi-glutide to be given to the needy. They're all trying to take it, but everything in here belongs to us!
Kyle opens the rear of the truck. His eyes widen as he looks inside. The balding claims adjuster sits at his desk.
Hello.
Kyle and Cartman look stunned.
Where's our drugs?
Yeah, the pharmaceutical company you ordered from was insured with us.
What do you mean? We don't get them?
You'll be able to get them. See, we just work in tandem with the suppliers, so all you'll have to do is navigate the American healthcare system.
Kyle and Cartman look defeated. Nighttime. At Tegrity Farms, Sharon removes an Ozempic pen from its box, then takes off its cap. She looks at her reflection in the mirror and lifts her shirt. A bloodied and bruised Randy enters.
Oh my God, stop! Sharon, you don't want to mess with that stuff!
Randy, why are you wearing one of Shelly's shirts?
It's time for me to tell you the truth. I told you that I've been going out on hikes and doing Pilates, but it's not true. I've just been doing that shit.
You have? Why didn't you just admit it when I asked you?
Well, because I thought you'd be pissed. I had no idea you'd want to do them too.
But how have you been getting them? They're so hard to get.
He looks away.
A group of women were sharing theirs with me. I'd go to their houses and do it with them.
Oh. And what do you think? Are you seeing any improvements?
Wait, you're not pissed?
No, I'm not pissed, Randy. Everyone wants to do this stuff. How can you say no to it?
You are so much cooler than any other woman out there, you know that? And I do not want you to change one bit.
She looks at the mirror.
You don't? Really?
The truth is, Sharon, I think these are bad drugs. They just made me crave everything less, and yet my dick still worked. Hey, let's say just you and me go to the Holiday Inn tonight and do some Molly.
What? Like we did back in college?
Yeah, sweetheart. Let's go do some good drugs.
A glimpse shows a Holiday Inn.
Hey, Sharon, look! My dick doesn't work!
Oh, wow!
Yeah!
At school, Cartman, Butters, Kyle, and Stan wear sullen looks while they sit in the cafeteria.
Well, I guess that's it for our compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, I'm just kind of glad it's all over with.
I was wrong. I used to think fat people just needed more willpower. But now I see what it's like to have willpower not be enough. We got sugar companies, pharmaceutical companies, and insurance companies all just trying to figure out how to make money off of our fucking health. How can anyone have willpower when all these forces are manipulating us every day? It's impossible. And I've learned one very important thing. It isn't fair to put the blame on anyone for their weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say, guys? Let's all agree as a school, no, as a society, that we won't make fun of obesity anymore.
Yeah!
Wait, what did you say?
I said we're not going to be critical of anyone for their weight ever again.
Are you serious? But, you guys, that's all I've been wishing for this whole time. It all worked out, you guys. Kyle, guess what?
What?
You're a fucking dipshit ginger. You got fucking freckles, and your religion is a goddamn lie.
Shut up, Cartman.
You...
Oh, my God, yes! Fucking this! Windy, you've got little tiny saggy tits, and your breath stinks.
What?
That's it? That's it? You can't say anything. And you...
Cartman leaves school and runs through town.
Hey, Mr. Rollins, you dress like a bitch. Hello, ma'am, you got a big nose. Hey, do I know you? Fuck you.
At an airport.
Nice hair, cheese dick. Haha, you're in a wheelchair. Hey, ugly, I'm checking in, please.
You're flying to Pakistan all by yourself, young man?
That's right. I've got a lot of catching up to do.
An Air Pakistan plane flies through the sky.
Yay!
It soars ahead. Executive producers, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Executive producer, Ann Garofino. Written and directed by Trey Parker. All characters and events in this show, even those based on real people, are entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are impersonated, poorly. This program contains coarse language and, due to its content, should not be viewed by anyone. Audio description created by the Media Access Group at WGBH for Paramount Plus. A logo. MTV Entertainment Studios. Paramount.